are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, you know, with it being this political season as it is, and you know, we're going to be coming into October soon, and then the debates, and within, what is it now, we're at the 39-day mark? I don't know what day we're at until the election, November 6th. You know, we get all these emails. I'm sure many of us have gotten emails on, you know, issues with Obama and issues with Romney, et cetera. But somebody has been quoting a Scottish history professor from the University of Edinburgh who practiced back in the year 1887. And this is kind of an interesting quote. And, you know, I'm dying to know what you guys think about this. You know, usually a lot of these emails, you know, they're biased one way or another. And I got to be honest. I mean, I love being educated on things, but, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're right or left. You know, sometimes these emails are pretty, you know, biased. But when you get a historical quote like this, it kind of makes you think a little bit. Okay. So according to Alexander Tyler from in 1887, Scottish history professor at the University of Edinburgh, he said, a democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. He says a democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they could vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse over loose fiscal policy, which is always then followed by a dictatorship. He says the average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. Now, we're what, 247? 246? He says, during those 200 years, these nations always progress through the following sequence. From bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage. Now, like I said, this is a historian back from the 1880s. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that this came up because we've been talking about, you know, throughout the week, how we may not be able to, as the private sector, fix healthcare or fix a lot of our economic woes. And I know many people have been concerned about the fact that if many people are living on the government's dime, why would they ever vote against that? You know, if they're getting money from the government, there's incentive to still vote that way. And here we are with, you know, a history professor, you know, back in the 1880s, seeing the same thing. And you know, he does have logic there. You know, you get out of bondage with your spiritual faith. With your spiritual faith, you get courage. With courage, you're able to fight. You know, get liberty. Now with your liberty, you get abundance, but then you get kind of complacent. With complacent, you get a little apathetic. With apathetic, you start to become dependent, and then dependent back into bondage. I mean, this is something that sociologists have recognized. This is nothing new. But this could be kind of concerning. And I'm not saying because we're, you know, at the 200 plus year mark, I'm not worried we're going to go to a dictatorship yet. But this has been something that's been extremely concerning about this current administration, you know, buying voters with illegal immigrants, pardoning them and giving them jobs. If you're adding to your voter registry people that are financially benefiting from you being in office, it seems very easy to control this group of voters And will it be very easy for us to ask these voters later to allow longer terms, change the Constitution so we could have a longer term president? Right? You know, it could be done. You know, now, many people have seen very similarities with the current administration to the pre-Hitler days. You know, you have an economy that is, you know, tanked. You have a world that is scared to death of collapse. And you have somebody coming in saying, I could fix this and I could bring you jobs. You know, and of course, Hitler gets voted in and then is able to take control as he did. So, I know there's a lot of conspiracy theorists and you have a lot of people that are paranoid, et cetera. But we were touching upon this topic, not directly, on how medicine may not be changed, healthcare may not be able to be fixed. And we may inevitably be going towards a socialized medicine type of path without us wanting it to happen that way. And this is, I think, what happened. This could be just the natural progression of things. And I don't want it to happen that way. I want us to fight socialism. I don't want us to go that way. But if we're apathetic, you know, in terms of, oh, the insurance companies are going to have to fix it, or I don't care. If we are apathetic to what the country needs, then it's going to go the way of where the money is and where they think the money is. And with the government promising health care, not a good health care system, but the government promising health care, promising extended unemployment benefits, promising jobs to people not here illegally, the government's going to have their vote. And we, trying to preserve the democracy and preserve what our forefathers fought for, is going to be more and more difficult. You know, I don't know what the answer is, but I don't like sitting here watching these things happen. So it's kind of an interesting take on that. All right, when we come back, medical updates, health updates, news updates. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Don't forget a little bit later when you're on Facebook to find us on Facebook. Type in the Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect to our page. Always nice to see who's listening. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. So this is an interesting study. They say couples who split the housework 50-50 are 50% more likely to break up. They say researchers say couples are better off living in a quote-unquote traditional household where women do all the domestic chores. I know you're not going to like that, ladies, but, you know, let's just look at the study and see what it says here. They say the Norwegian study has, suggests married couples are more likely to divorce if men have to help out at home. Experts found the divorce rate among couples who shared housework equally was around 50% higher than those where the woman did most of the work. Thomas Hansen, co-author of the study, says, according to Mail Online, what we've seen is that sharing equal responsibility for work and home doesn't necessarily contribute to contentment. All right. Let me see here. He says, one would think that breakups would occur more often in families with less equality in the home, but the statistics show opposite. The more a man does in the home, the higher the divorce rate. He suggested this could be because couples are happier when they have clearly defined roles in the relationship. They say maybe it's sometimes seen as a good thing to have very clear roles with lots of clarity, where one person is not stepping on the other's toes. There could be less quarrels since you get into squabbles less, since you know where your roles are. Modern couples that divide up the chores could have a perception that marriage is less sacred. I don't know. Okay, here's the thing. I'm thinking it's if many women are working, you know, I mean, that would be an interesting study. Are many women who work and are outside the home, thus needing husbands to help out around the house, are those marriages more likely to have divorce? As opposed to women staying at home with the kids, taking care of the house, man working, coming home. You know, I mean, we do know that divorce has been on the rise since women started to leave the house to go to work. Okay? Now, also, divorce used to be taboo, and then it started to be okay. You know, now it's like less than 50% marriages last from what we understand now. Remember, it used to be 1 in 2 marriages fail. Now the percentage is even more. So, you know, society has looked upon divorce as okay. You know, having, you know, a history of multiple marriages or being single while having kids is now considered okay in society when in the past it used to not be. But I mean, my husband, he helps out a lot. Again, I feel bad. It's because I work a lot and I'm gone. Could that hurt the marriage? You know, I think a sink full of dirty dishes is more damaging to the marriage than flipping a coin to see who does them. So I think it's kind of interesting. I guess there was a study carried out by Cambridge University earlier this year, which found that men are happier when they share the housework. That study looked at 30,000 people in 34 countries, found that men benefited the more they contributed to domestic chores. Huh. Honestly, I think it is tough. You know, with this recession, we've been seeing many more men take on the Mr. Mom role. And I know men don't like that. And I don't blame them. You know, I've kind of looked at myself as not being, you know, I guess the, typical household wife. I mean, I work a lot. I work longer hours than my husband. So he appears to help out with the kids a lot more than I do. And you know, my boys are boys and they're definitely bonding with daddy more than they ever have. Dad takes them to their sporting events. Dad picks them up from school. So he's doing more of that. Luckily, he likes it. But if he didn't like it, you know, and he wanted to be working more, yeah, I could see where that could be a source of contention. I mean, he works. He works as many hours as I do. But I do even, how do I word this? Because of show prep, because of patient reports, etc., you have more after work hours. So those after work hours that I got to spend time on, he helps me out with the kids. And, you know, that's how it works. And thank God he's put up with me for 16 years. You know, we've made it work. But, you know, it's not that, you know, taboo to say men like to be the breadwinners and they like to be the ones working and not have to do the housework. You know, these things were inbred in us as kids even. So we're only talking 30 some years ago. You know, we were taught by our parents that, you know, the men would not have to do the housework and, you know, the women would. And, you know, I was still taught to cook and clean. I still had home ec. The guys took shop. The girls took home ec. I did sneak into shop class. I was able to transfer. I just wanted to learn shop. I thought that was cool. But I still had to take home ec, and home ec taught us to cook and clean. They did. And so those were things that were put in brownies. When I was in brownies and Girl Scouts, we learned how to sew and cook and bake. Boys, you know, got to learn how to start fires and camp and et cetera. So, you know, these types of things were embedded in us as kids. Yes, we're modern families now. We're modern men. We're modern women. But still, you can't take away what was kind of embedded in us as children. And so, you know, it's not surprising that some people may be bucking the new role that they may have now that many women have been able to find employment while many men still have not. And, you know, the reversal of roles. Plus, there are some scientific theories out there that a woman can handle the kids better than the man in terms of patience. You know, I mean, I remember, you know, whenever the baby was crying, because my parents had a baby when they were in their 40s, and the baby started crying, my father had much less patience with the screaming baby than my mom. You know, and I think many of us know, you know, Dad, and maybe it's because Dad knew, Mom would jump in so they could easily say, I don't want to deal with it. Or I had to work a long day, I don't want to deal with it. So, but are there some, is there some scientific, biological evidence that women can handle because they have more patience with the kids a little better? And so now you have man at home while wife is working, and he's got to deal with the kids and the cuts and the scrapes and the splinters and the ripped pants and who knows what. And he's like, I just want Mom to deal with this. You know, and you know, I find myself doing the same thing. I'm busy doing a report and my kid is complaining that he can't find something online for his homework. What do? I say, go to Daddy. Daddy's playing a video game. Go to Daddy. So I'm doing the same thing. And, yeah, no wonder. I could see how there could be a source of anxiety, a source of discontention because of that. But it's all about communication. You know, I mean, nobody's castrating the men if they're having them do housework. But as a woman, I totally understand that. I mean, you know, my husband, I'm totally fine with him being the king of the house. You know, I tell the kids, decisions have to be run by your father. I'm not going to make this decision. Decisions are run by your father. We do it that way. I have no problem with that. I love the whole traditional style of things being done. But yeah, you bet your butt Daddy's going to have to help me with dishes, especially since he makes most of the dirty ones. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so another, I guess, study has come up out of Playboy magazine. Playboy magazine does their own studies. And they have topped the University of Virginia as the best college in the United States for partying. Apparently, Playboy has ranked the Charlottesville facility top in its 2012 top party schools of the list of places for students to have the best time. Yes, I guess Playboy does these studies. University of Southern California came in second. University of Florida came in third. Okay, now, I mean, I don't know how much it costs now to go to college. I'm assuming out-of-state, without a state tuition, you're looking at an easy 30, 40 grand. But University of Virginia, number one, Southern California, University two, University of Florida three, University of Texas four, University of Wisconsin, the University of Georgia, Vanderbilt University, Tulane, Texas Christian, and Ohio State. The top 10 party universities. All right. So what do they do? I don't know. Drink, party. I guess maybe they're, I don't know how they came to that. Is it who purchases Playboy magazines the most? They say Playboy looked at nightlife, sex, and sport to decide which college is best for partying. Huh. Last year's winner, Boulder, has seemingly got a little boring, and it's not even in the top 10 list. Winners who were named in the special October college edition of Playboy were chosen by the magazine's editors based on feedback from readers, students, alumni, and campus representatives. I wonder if this is the same study they had when I went to UNLV. I remember when I went to UNLV, Playboy was doing a Playboy issue, and they were featuring some students from our university. And I remember, I think the student body president at the time, don't quote me, I believe, posed. And it was a big, huge story, and people were, you know, freaking out about it. And she posed for Playboy, but UNLV was able to be in the magazine, and it just kind of perpetuated the whole party type of idea, an image that UNLV had when we were trying to show that this school has a lot more academics than people think. I remember that. That was interesting, huh? No, I didn't pose. You think they'd want me? Breasts would fall off the page. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is kind of interesting. This headline caught my eye. Eat 9 meals a day to cut your cholesterol. Apparently, there's some research from Dr. Susan Jebb, head of the Medical Research Council in Human Nutrition Research Unit, and I guess Imperial College London, says that eating very little but often is healthier for us. Well, yeah, well, we've talked about that. But we should be eating close to 9 meals a day. It'll help lower blood pressure, cholesterol, encourage weight loss. Now, remember, you know, in England, you know, they have pre-tea and post-tea and crumpets and things like that. You know, so they, you know, they do have multiple times where they can feed, as opposed to us Americans. We leave the house without eating, then we gorge at lunch and dinner. Not the healthiest. They say splitting your food intake so we eat many times a day will have metabolic benefits over and above the same food consumed in a small number of meals. Well, that I agree with. You know, I had discussed with you guys on diabetes why I think so many of us get diabetes. In addition to genetics and obesity, I think our body does not handle the big load of food. You know, our pancreas shoots out insulin to help us manage our sugar, bring the sugar from the bloodstream into the cells. And when you eat a big whopping load of food after not eating for hours, you know, your body's insulin likes to give things out in spurts. It doesn't like to do this all or nothing. And after a while, we start to find some people that eat that way, they start becoming hypoglycemic. Right? And these people say, well, I'm not going to get diabetes. I'm actually the opposite of my family members. I'm hypoglycemic. And I tell them, you're going to be diabetic in 10 years. Because many people that become diabetic are hypoglycemic the decade before. And it's because the pancreas is kind of trying to figure out when to shoot out the insulin. The body likes predictability. And if you're only eating once or twice a day one big load, that's not how the pancreas likes to work. It likes shooting out insulin in pretty regular intervals. You know, look at us as babies. When we're babies, how often do we like to eat? Every couple hours. Then even kids in school. What happens? You feed them breakfast. Then they're in school for a couple hours. They give them a little snack. Then they have lunch. Then they have an afternoon snack. And then they have dinner. Okay? You know, eating every couple hours is how the body was designed. And if you notice, you actually get hungry every couple hours. Now, we've tried to retrain our bodies to breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, or less than that because of work. And, you know, we've done so because in the, you know, American culture of things, dinner is family time. It's the biggest meal of the day. That's where we all, you know, communicate about our day. And I noticed very early on that if my family wanted to keep their weight down, dinner cannot be the biggest meal. And actually, sometimes I don't have dinner with the kids, and after their dinner, then we do family time, because otherwise I'll eat, I'll gorge. And so, you know, the way we do things needs to be revisited. Now, 9 times a day, they say in one of the latest studies, scientists from Imperial College London compared the diets of more than 2,000 people from the UK, Japan, China, and the US. While they all have the same calorie intake and food, half the participants ate fewer than 6 times a day, while the remainder ate more than 6 times. Results show the first group had significantly higher blood pressure and versus the ones who were frequent eaters. They also were heavier in weight. Now the researchers are planning a larger trial looking at 50 patients with high blood pressure who will eat either 3 or 9 meals a day to look at what happens, blood pressure, insulin levels, glucose, fatty acids, etc. And there's a research apparently at the University of Athens that looked at 2,000 children aged 9 to 13 and found that those who ate 5 times a day were 32% less likely to have high levels of bad cholesterol than those that ate less meals. So eating smaller meals or the nibbling diet looked better. Now, another thing I had talked about on the show is how that's how our bodies were designed in caveman days. Okay, they didn't have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You ate when you were hungry. The hunters and gatherers, they nibbled as they were gathering. They grazed. And then when they, you know, found food or the fish or the meat, they cooked it and ate it. You didn't have issues of storing back then because you hunted when you ate. I mean, and, you know, for centuries, these, you know, people did fine without refrigerators or smoking food or salting food. Later, you know, they learned ways to manage food and storing food, which is good. I'm glad they did. You know, but you know, if you really think about it, I mean, you would eat when you were hungry. You would hunt, fish, etc. That's what you would do. And that's how our bodies are designed. They say levels of fatty acid in the blood remain more stable with frequent eating of smaller amounts. Now, the other problem we have, I understand, is work. You know, I'll tell my diabetics, you need to eat every few hours something small, a complex carbohydrate, a vegetable, etc. And they'll tell me, Dahlia, you're going to need to write a letter to my boss. I can't eat at work. Now, also, even like with us in the medical office, you can't have food lying around. I mean, we have to have the food in the kitchen, make sure our ladies get breaks so they could go and eat when they need to, etc. But I understand that a lot of times how you work, you can't do that. But you also be careful. You don't want to graze all day long because you don't want to teach your body to get hungry every couple hours. So I'll notice many weight loss physicians will not tell you to do that. They'll tell you, you know, to not be grazing every couple hours because of the whole hunger issue. But, you know, having granola bars, having some nuts as a snack, having some dried fruits around, carried around when you get hungry, I think is great. You know, I used to have a meal regimen. Of course, it changed now with my radio show, but my meal regimen was I'd eat at 6 in the morning, then I would eat at 10 in the morning, then I'd eat at 2, and then I'd eat at 6. And my lunch would be split half at 10 o'clock, half at 2. You digest things better. So, again, I don't know about 9 times a day. I don't know about that. But it's an interesting concept to kind of, split it up a little bit. Now, another study has come out saying people who eat will eat more if the label says small, just because of the psychology between small portion. Researchers labeled cookies of the same size, either medium or large, and asked people to eat as many as they like. They found that the test subjects wolfed down more of the cookies with the medium level label rather than the large. They say you could trick your brain, this is from the University of Michigan, just by a simple label, thinking something is small. They did a study with this saying diet or fat-free, etc. People would think that they had eaten less because they said fat-free, diet, etc., and would sometimes even gorge more. So it's interesting, the psychology of things. You know, now, you know, we've talked about obesity and how portion size is huge. You know, I mean, there was a chart of how big, like in the 1950s, what a hamburger, fries, and soda used to be. Basically, the Happy Meal size used to be what an adult would eat at a diner in the 50s. Okay, Happy Meal size. Now, you know, what Happy Meal size is what we're giving our kids, and us grown-ups are doing the supersize, double, triple cheeseburgers. So portion sizes have increased. And again, it's all about the psychology of it. We need to think differently. You know, many clothing stores will have, let's say, a size 12. That's really a size 14, but they'll do that purposely. Because the lady will be like, oh my gosh, I fit into a 12 instead of a 14. And they'll be happy. You know? I mean, even airlines. Some airlines, I notice, will post a time of landing later than when they should usually land. So that people are like, wow, we got in early. There's one airline, I don't remember which one, always does it. You know? And they're like, look, we're landing early. And you're like, oh my God, I'm going to take this airline next time. You know? There's the psychology behind it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Plaque-lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Apparently, West Nile cases have risen by 400 since last week. The death toll now stands at 147, up from 134. As of earlier this week, 48 states have reported West Nile infections in people, birds, and mosquitoes. A total of 3,500 cases have involved people. 51% were classified as a neuroinvasive disease, meningitis, encephalitis. 49% non-neuroinvasive. West Nile can cause a West Nile syndrome that is self-limiting. Doesn't seem to hurt you long-term, but the cases that involve meningitis and encephalitis can be very, very nasty. Total number of cases reported so far in 2012 has been the highest since 2003. They say 70% of the cases have been reported from only 8 states. So the most cases have been in Texas, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Mississippi, Michigan, Louisiana, Illinois, and California. 38% of all cases were in Texas. They say this is the worst outbreak of the mosquito-borne disease ever to hit the United States. Of course, we've spent significant amount of time talking about insect repellent. Texans have been nervous about the overhead spraying. You know, we talked about that. We don't really have a vaccine for West Nile virus. Symptoms sometimes could happen weeks later. Some people don't even get any symptoms, whereas others could get headache, joint pain, fever, rashes, swollen lymph glands, etc. Most people with mild cases of West Nile will recover, like I said, on their own, but people older than 50 or vulnerable people, people with cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, kidney disease, organ transplants could be at more risk. So you need to avoid getting bit by mosquitoes. Long sleeve clothing, make sure you're not too stinky because they do smell the stinkiness. You could spray lice, permethrin over your clothes on top of the bug repellent that you have on your skin, like DEET. You could use long sleeves and pants that are tucked in. Remember, avoid dawn till dusk. That's when mosquitoes are the most horny and decide to look around for the ladies, and that's when they can decide to bite you. Avoid standing water that's outside in open containers or flower pots or kiddie pools or buckets, because these mosquitoes need water in which to lay their eggs, or wet areas. Any holes in your screen doors or windows you need to repair. Use air conditioning, of course, when possible, they say, instead of opening up screen doors. And it stinks because many of us are coming into some real nice weather. You know, this is the weather we have been waiting for months, because we have had a horrible summer. But this is the time when, you know, mosquitoes are out. And the whole swampy type of environment is what they like. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say eating cherries may cut gout attacks. We've talked about this, how cherries seem to help, I guess, lower uric acid. Well, another study came out saying patients with gout sharply decreased their risk of painful attacks if they had cherries in their diet. They looked at 633 patients who had at least one gout attack within the previous year. 2 days of cherry consumption was associated with 35% risk. Apparently, people who had cherries and used allopurinol, which lowers uric acid, had even a 75% risk drop. Now, this was published in Arthritis and Rheumatism, an online journal. They say here, we have known about cherries and their beneficial effects in gout for more than 60 years, and this has been reported by MedPage Today. But we really haven't, had any real good long-term studies. And we still don't know how many you need to eat. Now, in this particular study, what they did was they looked at 1/2 cup. So 10 to 12 cherries eaten over a 2-day period. So that's what they came. So it's not like you got to be eating them all day long. And they found that those people, especially men who were over 50, seem to have the most improvement. Now, many people use colchicine, they use anti-inflammatory drugs, they use corticosteroids. Allopurinol is not something you want to use during an acute attack. It could actually make the attack worse. We usually give allopurinol after the gout attack has subsided to lower your uric acid levels. When I had a uric acid kidney stone, we have gout in the family, high uric acid levels. I had a kidney stone, they gave me allopurinol. I wasn't very compliant with taking it, unfortunately. But I thought the reason why I got a kidney stone is because I drank too much water. And my uric acid levels were normal, so I didn't take it. But, you know, it is something that needs to be obviously watched. Now, so cherries, about 1/2 cup a day, 10 to 12 for a couple days, have been known to work. Pretty cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, also in medical news, hold on 1 second, I'm having a little bit of computer issues. Not too sure what's going on with my computer today. They say doctors grow a new ear on a woman's arm. Apparently, should it be from a woman's arm? Let me look at this here. Sherry Walter apparently had no ear because of skin cancer. Okay, I hate when they have typos in these. So a persistent sore in her ear turned out to be basal cell carcinoma. It had spread to surrounding tissue, and so she had to have parts of her left ear, skull, and ear canal removed. Then they said, doctors had said, what we could do, since you're deaf and disfigured on one side, we could take cartilage from your rib to form a new ear. Then place it under your skin of your arm for months to grow. I remember this. We were talking about that. where somebody was going to grow an ear in the skin of their arm and then get it transplanted. Apparently, the procedure has lasted close to 20 months. There's going to be still more cosmetic surgeries, but the ear has been attached to the side of her head. She has been recuperating at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Maryland. I remember this. Yeah, the ear had to be taken off, part of the scalp and skull, because of cancer. So they took cartilage from the rib, stuck it in the arm with some stem cells, grew a new ear while it was there. Apparently, the new organ spent 4 months under the skin of her left forearm before it was transferred to her head in March. The team was led by Dr. Patrick Byrne, an associate professor of ENT. Let me see here. Okay. Try to see if there's anything new. I'm taking a look at it. It's really ugly. It is really ugly, but it's weird. You can actually see it in the arm. Oh, my gosh, that is so cool. 16-hour procedure. Doctors removed her ear canal, eardrum, and most of her left ear. She also had to have neck, gland, lymph node tissue part of her skull. So it was a pretty big surgery. They have had prosthetic ears, but because her skull bone had been removed, they couldn't do that. So that's why they had to go through this. Oh, pretty cool stuff. I'm looking. It doesn't look that bad. She actually looks pretty good. Oh, my gosh. Remember, you know, we've had people wear toes were put on people's fingers, right? You know, somebody would lose a thumb, so they would have a toe stuck on there. I know. Some people have a toe as part of their thumb or a thumb as part of their toe. Don't ask. Pretty cool stuff. Okay, anyway, FDA is warning U.S. consumers that the vast majority of internet pharmacies are fraudulent and likely selling counterfeit drugs. The agency said today they are launching a national campaign called Be Safe RX. Be Safe Prescription to alert the public to the danger amid evidence that more people are shopping for their medicine online, obviously looking for savings and convenience. Make sure there is a licensed pharmacist available to answer questions. Also, most of these online pharmacies require a valid doctor's prescription. If online drugstores claim that none is needed or that the on-site doctor can do it, they're breaking the law. Okay, and I know many of you are using these, and you know gosh darn well that it's shady, but you want your prescriptions. You know, I understand you don't have health insurance. You're able to get a prescription without a doctor prescription. You know, you wouldn't be going to those places if you could get a doctor to write a prescription and then use it. But be careful, okay? You don't know what you're getting. Remember, they were catching cholesterol medications and certain medications that didn't even have the proper products. They were inert. You know, I would be so careful. But I do get that it is a trying time for all of us, and I would just suggest please don't lose quality of your medications for that. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Remember, Saturday we are live, 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Y'all be safe.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection, CD.